Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Bechoros, and today we're learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. And Mishnah Gimel is really the opposite case of Mishnah Beis that we learned yesterday. Mishnah Beis talks about if an animal received a permanent blemish before being sanctified and then it was redeemed. So now we're going to discuss the opposite case, and you'll see exactly what that is. Kol shekadam hakdeshan es muman, any animal that was sanctified before it became blemished. Omum over lehekdeshan, or if it had a temporary blemish before it was sanctified, ul'acher mikan nolad lehem mum kavua. But after it was sanctified, it got a permanent blemish. So in either case, it was an animal that could be sanctified that became disqualified. V'niftu, and it got redeemed. Paturin min bachora min hamatanos. Such an animal is not liable for firstborn status or from the gifts that must be given to a kohen, from the portions of the animal that that the kohen receives when it's slaughtered, because one degree of sanctity cannot be added on top of another. This is already a legitimately sanctified animal, and now it cannot get a second type of sanctity added to it. The einan yotzin lechulin ligazez ulahaved. And it does not go out like a regular animal to be shorn or to do work. Uvladan v'chalvan aser lachar pidyono. And its offspring and its milk is prohibited after it's redeemed. V'hashochatan b'chutz chayev. One would be liable if he slaughtered it outside the temple. V'osin temura. And the laws of exchanged animals do apply to it. V'im mesu yukavru. And if it's And if it dies, it has to be buried. Cannot have any benefit from its remains. And again, there's really just no bar neuro on these. But there is on the next one, so let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Hamakabel tzon barzel min hanachri. If someone receives iron sheep from a non-Jew. Now, iron sheep doesn't literally mean a statue of a sheep made out of iron. It's a technical term, it's an idiom, and the bar neuro will explain what that is. Hamakabel tzon barzel min hanachri, if someone receives iron sheep from a non-Jew, shesamlo hanachri behemosav bedamim ketsuvim leseslo osan damim ad eser shanim bein mesu bein huzlu. So the Jew is tending the non-Jew's sheep, he's using them for whatever one would use the sheep for, and he agrees to pay him after a certain amount of time, a certain fixed amount of money, regardless of whether the sheep die or whether they go down in value. But osan vlados shiyu lehen ad osozman yubenehem, and the offspring of those sheep will belong jointly to both partners. So that's the situation. The sheep belong to the non-Jew, they're in the Jew's possession, he has to pay them a fixed amount, and they both own a share in the offspring. So, hamakabel tzon barzel min hanachri, if someone has got this arrangement with a non-Jew, vlados paturin, the offspring of the sheep are exempt from the laws of bechora, because the non-Jew owns a share in them. Uvlade vlados chayavin, but the grandchildren of the original sheep would be obligated in the laws of bechora, because the non-Jew does not have a share in them. Hemid vlados tachas imosehen, but if the offspring of the original sheep are pledged in place of their parents, so if the original sheep die, then those sheep move up. Vlade vlados paturin. Uvlade vlade vlados chayavin. So if that's the case, then the children are exactly the same as the parents. The grandchildren are exempt, and the great-grandchildren of the original sheep would then be obligated in the rules of the firstborn. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afilo adasara daros paturin. Even 10 generations of sheep, they would all be exempt. Shachri yosan lenachri. Because no matter what you do, they're going to be a lien for paying the non-Jew back for the original sheep. So even if you have 10 generations of sheep, if the first 9 generations die, you still have to pay him back. He's got a lien on everything. Quick look in the Bart Neuro. Vlados paturin, the children are exempt. Mida bechora, from the laws of firstborn animals. Vladosehen shal osan tzon, kishi yagdlu v'yibchuru v'yiftru min habechora. So the offspring of the original sheep, when they grow up and when they have their own children, those children would not be given as firstborns. D'ilo yehiv zuzei lenachri, because if you don't pay the non-Jew, tafis behema, he's getting the sheep. V'ilo Meshkachach Behema, and if he doesn't find the sheep, Tafis Vlados, he's taken the offspring of the sheep. Ishtachach Deshaychi Yad Nachri Bevlados. So you see that the non-Jew does actually have a lien on the offspring. Hilkach Vlados Bechoros Hiyu La'osan Vlados. Therefore, the firstborn offspring that would be to those offspring, Peturos Min Bechora, would likewise be exempt as firstborns. The Kol Deshaychi Yad Nachri Be'imo Hu Pater Min Bechora. Because whenever the non-Jew has a lien on the mother, the offspring is exempt from the law of the firstborn. Avamashi Yibkru Vlade Vlados. But the offspring of the grandchildren, the Hainu Revi Litzon Barzel, which are the fourth generation from the iron sheep, Yitnu LaKohen, those must be given to the Kohen, Tekulei Hai, Loshiki Yad Nachri, Limitpe Vlade Vlados. Because the non-Jew, he feels, does not have a lien on the grandchildren of the original sheep. So the great-grandchildren already can be given to the Kohen. And as we saw, there is a difference of opinion even beyond that level. Let's skip ahead a bit. Shachri Yusan Lenachri, even 10 generations, because the non-Jew has a lien on everything. Del Olam Kol Mad Mishkacha Nachri Tafis, because whatever the non-Jew finds, he's going to take. V'ein Halacha K'Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. But as good as this logic is, the Halacha does not follow Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, and this does not extend that many generations. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.